Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Boy, it's good to be a Christian once again. I'm thankful for His love and His mercy and His goodness. Repeat, His love, His mercy, and His goodness. And I'm always so overwhelmed by how the God coordinates services that Ken and I couldn't have called one another and planned this out the way it's working out. I'm going to start right now with the topic is hear and heed. Hear and heed. Think about the space between hear and heed, okay, as we go forward. But right now, Ken started out with the scripture that is the main topic, and it's found in Romans 10:17. If y'all would, let's stand and read God's word. Those who can. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, key word, hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Key word, word of God. Lord God, we bow here before you this morning to thank you for your love and your mercy and your goodness. To proclaim you as creator and master of each and everything. You are the source of truth. You are the source of love. You are the source of life. We praise you right now. We ask for your guidance through this service this morning, Lord. Just bless and move upon each and every one. Bless the hearts of those that are listening by radio or in their cars, wherever they might be. We ask, Lord God, you be with our pastor and his family this day. Heal their bodies, comfort them, guide them, direct them, and all of them that are sick and grieved that would love to be here. Just visit with them right now as only you can. I do ask again, Lord, that you forgive me. I pray for your guidance through the remainder of this service, Lord, and let every word that's done, be done to glorify you. And these favors we ask in Christ's name, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So hear and heed. We're going to go right into the Sunday school lesson that Ken brought to us. Well, first I'm going to, in the Strong's, the word hear is number 191 for those that might have a Strong. But it's to give audience. It's to come to our ears. And if you look in the Strong's, because it lists how many times the words are in there. The word hear is in there, and I didn't count the specific number, but about a page and a half. So I'm going to say hundreds of times the word hear. So God is telling us to hear the word of God. And that's where we grow is from hearing. And the word heed is 8104 for those that have the numbers, but it's to hedge about, to guard, to protect, to beware. So there's where I'm talking about the space between hear and heed. There's an opportunity there. Okay, you see what I'm getting at? You hear something, you respond to it. I hear Ron says, go up here and make a left to go to such and such place. Well, if I heed what Ron told me and follow his instructions, I'll get to that place. But if I ignore Ron's directions, if I go my way, I say, well, I think I can go down here and up there and around there and back in there.
Amen.
I'm lost. I did not heed what I heard. Okay? Kind of. Yeah, I know. It's a pretty deep subject for a shallow mind. You know how that is. But hearing, to hear and heed. Okay, so if you'll remember in Joshua, the morning lesson, Joshua chapter 2, verse 10, Rahab said, we heard. She said, we heard. What did they hear? They heard what the Israelites' God had done on the other side of Jordan. What they had done to the sea. how they had destroyed two mighty kings, and they feared him. And what they do? They heeded. They responded. They were afraid. And Rahab particularly responded in a way that would bring protection to her and her family. So when we hear the Word of God and we heed the Word of God, we're taking, because everything God gives us, right, is for our benefit. You agree? It's for our good. Okay, so as we get into this, remember, so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. So that's the beginning of faith. So Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. So we just heard that. So are we going to heed that? How are we going to handle that? Are we going to accept that? Are we going to receive that? Because it is from where? The Word of God. And we heard it from the Word of God. So if we heed it, we'll accept that as truth, as fact, as the beginning of our foundation. In Genesis 3, sin entered into the world. Did we hear that? We heard that when they disobeyed what they heard from God. They did not heed to not eat of the tree of knowledge. So, sin entered the world. How do we know that? We heard it. Where have we heard that from? The Word of God. That's what builds our faith. I trust that Word because it is the Word of God. Okay, moving on. We have Jesus. We learned about Jesus from the Word of God. That's where we heard. We heard of His perfect birth, His perfect life, His perfect ministry, His perfect death, burial, and resurrection. And we know He's on the right hand of the Father. So are we going to heed that? Are we going to take that? Are we going to follow the directions, just as Ron gave me, to go up here, turn left, to get to Belleville? We'll just say Belleville. We've been there fishing, haven't we, Ron? Mm-hmm. There's another thing that we heard from the Word of God. What are we going to do with it? That's when we heed. What are you going to do with that? The Gospels. Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection is the gift of grace from God. John 3:3 says what? Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. So we've heard that from the Word of God. Okay? Ye must be born again. So what are you going to do with that? How are you going to heed that? Are you going to accept that? Are you going to follow that direction? Yes, Lord, I must be born again. I accept what You've done in my life. I receive the salvation that You have finished on the cross. I receive that. I welcome that. I confess my sin. I turn away from my sin. We heard that from the Word of God. My faith foundation is built on that right there. So we go on, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I think everybody that has a set of ears in this world has heard that verse. Maybe not, but we know it's out there, posted all over the place, and repeated many times. So we've heard that. Now heed that. Accept it, reject it, whatever. It takes an action. It takes something. So now do you see the space I'm talking about between hear and heed? And it ain't very much. You know, there's only even two letters difference between those two words, but there's so much in there. John 14, I go to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would have told you. Do you believe that? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You've heard that from the Word of God. Our faith is built on that. If you take heed and accept that. Now here is where the rubber meets the road in that hear and heed. Revelation 19:20 says, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet was wrought, that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and then that worshipped the image. Those both were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. Now we heard that, didn't we? Where did we hear that? The Word of God. We're going to take heed to that. Now some folks want to take that part out. Throw that away. They like that lovey part. They like that goody-goody stuff and this and this. Oh, don't preach about hell. You scare them people. You know, I was thinking about that today. I'm thinking I'd rather you go to heaven scared than go to hell not knowing. Huh? Am I right? Revelation 20:10 says, and the devil that deceiveth them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Okay, Jamie, you've talked about the devil, you've talked about the beast, so what's that got to do with me? Let's read on. Remember where we're reading out of? The Word of God. It says our faith is faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. It says in verse 14, 15. It says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. That is the second death. Here's where you come involved. Those that you think, well, what's that got to do with me? And whosoever was not found written. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Take heed of what the Word of God says. Your name must be written in the Lamb's book of life. And your name is written when you become saved. When you become born again. Take heed. Now, I can just do what I want, when I want, how I want. No, no, no. The Bible says ye must be born again. Okay, now I'm going to talk more about heed. That was the foundation of the space between to help us to decide what to do to heed, okay? Now, we've heard the gospel. We've heard that God created. We've heard the results of rejection is the lake of fire. Okay? We've heard that. So, now, heed. Psalm 119, 9 through 16. Psalm 119, 9 through 16. Says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? He's saying, how do I do that? Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Take heed to thy word. How can I get to heaven? Take heed to the word of God. How can I have joy in my heart? Take heed to the word of God. How do you have joy in your heart during this time in this world that we live in? The sickness, the perversion, the things that are going on in our lives and on our movie screens under the guise of innocent things. Amen. Take heed to the Word of God. Shun evil. With my whole heart have I sought Thee. Oh, let me not wander from Thy commandments. Take heed. Follow the Word of God. There is but one way unto salvation, through the Word of God. Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. The Word of God. Blessed art Thou, O Lord. Teach me Thy statutes. How do you build your faith? By hearing the Word of God. How do you build your foundation? Build it on the Word of God. How do you build your statutes? Build it on the Word of God. Heed unto the Word of God. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of Thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of Thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate. You heard that talked about here this morning. I will meditate in Thy precepts and have respect unto Thy ways. I will delight myself in Thy statutes. I will not forget Thy Word. The key to heed is trust in the Word of God. Your faith is built on nothing less than the Word of God. Do you hear the emphasis on anything particular? The Word of God. Not the Word of man. Not the Word of anything other than the true Word of God. Now, after all that was said, I'm going to read out of John. I'm going to read John 12. I'm going to read verses 42 through 50. The key verse will be verse 47. But listen closely. This is response to those who maybe reject that they heed it. And I love that statement. Well, I don't believe that. Well, I used to think, well, what do you say? Well, Ken hit it on the head this morning when he said, that don't mean it ain't true. How often is that the case? How often is that the case? Well, I don't believe that. Well, just because I don't believe it, don't mean that's fact. It's in God's Word. It's true. Whether I agree or whether I not, the truth lies right there. The truth doesn't lie here. I am a sinful man by nature, lost and undone. I need to heed the Word of God to have salvation, as well as you and your family and all those in this world. We need to heed the Word of God. Okay, John chapter 12, verses 42 through 50. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on Him. And he's talking about Jesus. And the chief rulers are talking about these hierarchy Pharisee people. But because of the Pharisees, they didn't confess it, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. They give in to the pressure. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. That's pretty rampant in this world today. So, verse 44, and Jesus cried and said, quote, this is Jesus, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And don't misunderstand, Jesus saying don't believe on me. He's meaning his flesh. Believe on the one that sent him. Because doesn't Jesus say everything that he done because he was sent by the Father? Okay? Look unto the Father. not upon a man. Verse 45, and he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. Okay? He's reflecting the Father. I am come a light unto the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. What? Yeah. That whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. What? Jesus? What? Listen closely. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. Now he's already told us the world was condemned already. So he's not come down here to tell you you're a lost man, because we are. We were lost. He came to save us. Amen. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words has one that judges him, the word that I have spoken. The same shall judge him in that last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, which I should say, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his coming commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. He is referring to the Word of God. Don't judge me. I'm not judging you. The Word of God is your judge. It says it right in there. It covers all the bases, the perversion, the murder, everything. And we are all found guilty. So those who are saved had taken heed and accepted the gift of salvation. Those that are saying, don't judge me, or whatever it might be, we ain't judging them. We can't. They'll be judged by the written, spoken Word of God. It's clear. So when somebody says something to you about that judge me thing, say, I'm not. I apologize if I sound like I'm judging you. Point them to the Word of God. Point them to the Word of God. Always point toward the Word of God. If you're not pointing toward the Word of God, you're wrong. You might be saying it right, but let the Word of God be the sign that they see. Do not let it be Jamie or any of us saying that to anybody, because we're lost and guilty just like anybody else was. The Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what?
The Word of God.
The Word of God.